All right, so Super Tuesday is behind us, and we have a few days before the next caucus comes up in Kansas. It's time to kind of take a step back, perhaps, and see not exactly what kind of night this was for the candidates. Of course, former Governor Mitt Romney took his home state of Massachusetts, Vermont, Virginia, Idaho, and Ohio late. Rick Santorum pulled in Oklahoma, Tennessee, and North Dakota, and Gingrich won Georgia. Ron Paul, nada. But what exactly was the turnout mean for the GOP as a whole? Here to answer that, Ron Christie, Republican strategist, political contributor for The Takeaway and itsafreecountry.org, and our friend John Zogby, president of the polling firm Zogby International. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. So, Ron, let's kind of talk about what these results mean. And let's begin with Ohio, because everyone said if that was a tough win, if it turned out to be a difficult win for Mitt Romney, that was a bad sign for November. Do you still think that?
I don't think so. I think that obviously that no Republican nominee has sought the nomination and been successful without winning Ohio. And even though he eked it out, it was a 1% victory, I think that is a small bit of momentum going for Governor Romney. He won. Again, it wasn't by the percentage he wanted. It wasn't certainly with a widespread vote total that he'd hoped for. But at the end of the day, it's still a victory and something that he can point to of saying, I won a critical bellwether state in the Midwest, which can give him confidence to think maybe I can pull this out against President Obama if I'm the nominee.
But John Zogby, tell me what the exit poll said, because it looks as though there's not any clear constituency emerging for any of these candidates. As you go from state to state, the people, the supporters that came out for, say, Santorum or Mitt Romney seem to change.
Yeah, you know, Romney does acceptably well. He won with Catholics yesterday. But other than that, it's the electability issue. He is seen as more electable. He is seen as the man who can manage the economy better than the other candidates. But there's still no love there. He still has a problem connecting. And particularly in the state of Iowa, where the general elections have been very close, he has a Republican constituency, first of all, that he still needs to convince. Now, I know a win is a win, but he's got to put this broader coalition of people, 41% of those who voted yesterday in Iowa still said they have serious reservations about the candidate.
You mean Ohio, though, and, don't you, John? You mean Ohio.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
Ohio.
Yeah. Right,
yeah,
right.
Forgive me. Translated, they still have some problem with Mitt Romney. Yeah, he's seen as the most electable, but how he puts together very conservative voters, how he puts together lower to middle-income voters, people who say that they simply can't connect with him or don't trust him,
yeah,
is a monumental job.
So, Ron, what does this mean for the GOP's chances in the fall? I mean, obviously, we've had a turnout problem in nearly every state except Michigan, but Michigan, of course, is an open primary, so anybody could vote.
Well, I think the Republicans, we shot ourselves in the foot in one regard. I mean, we have changed the rules by which we elect a Republican nominee and who eventually goes on against the Democrats. Knowing that we had an incumbent Democrat, the Republicans, I think, made a mistake of having a elongated electoral process. Now we have a process, rather than wrapping this up sooner, now we have a process we're going to wrap this up later. We're spending millions of dollars battling ourselves. We're spending millions of dollars putting on ads attacking Republicans as opposed to focusing on the president. What does this mean? The longer this goes on, the president can sit back, look presidential, and otherwise harvest his resources for the general election. So I don't think this is a good sign for us to continue to slog on.
Do you think that the president's press conference in the middle of Super Tuesday was an expression of confidence from the White House?
That was just merely coincidental that he hasn't had a press conference since last November, and a day of all days he decided to take yesterday, yeah, to come out and take
total
the airwaves.
He said good luck.
Purely
to
coincidental.
Yeah, he did. That was nice of him, John, I thought.
That's Ron Christie, Republican strategist. John Zogby, what do we know from these exit polls about the places in which maybe GOP voters are motivated, the things that possibly the eventual nominee can focus on to get them to the polls in November?
Geez, I've been focusing so much on the other side of things. But what we do know is, as Ann Romney put it, that was the best Romney speech of the campaign last night by Ann Romney. Voters care about about jobs. They care about the debt. They care about schools. They care about taxes. Translated, what she was saying is voters, and in particular women voters, do not want to talk about contraception and don't want to move back into very uncomfortable territory. And so essentially, the nominee, and the nominee will be Mitt Romney, the nominee has got to focus on Barack Obama and be able to have a free 6 months to talk about Obama and nothing else.
I bet Mitt Romney would love to be able to focus on Barack Obama, mm-hmm. but so far
and
that's
yet,
not quite
the
happening.
Turnout was, the turnouts were low again last
yep.
night, and so the Republican, the GOP base of voters are not fired up yet.
Yeah. Well, we are kind of fired up this morning because we're getting some really good suggestions. I know you guys, we asked you. We have this Super Tuesday, post-Super Tuesday playlist going, and we're asking people to choose a song that kind of represents the primary season. Ron, do you have a suggestion for us?
I do. None other than Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra with The Best Is Yet to Come.
The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine.
I assume you're referring to Tampa, because all of the steps leading up to Tampa have been kind of painful. John Zogby of Zogby International, do you have a suggestion for us?
For Newt Gingrich and the Neil Diamond song, I'll Be What I Am, Solitary Man.
Fabulous. That's brilliant.
Gingrich, of course, won one state. But although, John, that would work just as well for Ron Paul almost as it does for Gingrich.
For Gingrich.
He took no
the elite
states
said
home.
I couldn't be a solitary
John Zogby
man.
Is president of the polling firm Zogby International, and Ron Christie is Republican strategist and political contributor for The Takeaway and itsafreecountry.org. Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, thank you.
We want to get your suggestions for our post-Super Tuesday playlist as well. What song signifies or represents the primary season to you? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Sing it for us. Post your comment at thetakeaway.org.